This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
So, guys, I always call you a different something. Yeah, welcome to episode 23 of How You At You. You know who it is. It's your girl, Shanice from K-Pop Box.
Oh my gosh, the fame's getting to her head, okay? And it's Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on socials at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the hottest news, scandals, any tea she wants to dish out, because we love a good cup of tea. What's your favourite kind of tea, Shanice?
Hot chocolate.
Oh, you got the right idea.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so just think of it as your BBC Shanice. So Shanice, spill the tea, girl, or the hot chocolate, whatever you prefer.
So what had happened was, I'm joking. So if you want to know what had happened last week, I also covered some stories on The Static, which is a rundown of some of the stories you may have missed over the noise of last week. So make sure you check that out on my Instagram at kpopbox_. And we're going to cover some different stories here. Not going to lie. This week's been a bit quiet, but we move. So first is EXO Lay versus the fans. They've been distraught that they found out some things about Lay. Oh. So EXO Lay was wrapped up in some dating rumors with a Chinese actress. So in the midst of all these rumors, Lay's Chinese company went on Weibo and basically addressed it, saying, "Sorry, he only has 3 cats." This caused a shockwave with fans because Lay had only mentioned that he had 2 cats, not 3.
The gag of it all.
The audacity. So then people started commenting, "Show us the cat. I have 3 cats too. When did you even get a 3rd cat?" I just thought that story was funny. So moving on, BTS are rumored to be collaborating with Ariana Grande. Ooh. According to a well-known insider, Ariana Grande will be collaborating with BTS and their track is set to be released within sometime this year. This insider previously leaked The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, Ariana Grande's remix with Doja Cat and Megan, and also leaked the collaboration between Saweetie and Doja Cat. So there might be some truth to this. Mm. I don't know who this insider is because they're messing up all bags. I don't know. But anyway, and last but not least, we are finally going to get a solo debut from Rosé from Blackpink. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So they dropped a video teaser. I don't know if this is going to be inside the actual MV, but probably most likely will be. No name for the track has been given, but it has been, you know, it has like an indie pop flair. And she does sing "All My Love Is Gone." So maybe it might be called "All My Love Is Gone," or maybe not. Rosé will be performing this track for the first time at Blackpink's upcoming online concert called The Show on the 31st of January. Them and these names, because first their album's called The Album, now it's called The Show. This way it was funny.
They like to tell you what it is on the tin, okay? Like, just want everyone to be informed.
I can't be mad at that, to be honest. Right now, the post says coming soon, so no clear date of when this MV is going to be released, but I'm guessing it'll probably drop sometime after the 31st or the 1st of February. So, yes, and that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If you know what remix that is, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, and whoever wins will get a like. I'm sorry, it's hard out here.
Follow? Oh my god.
Okay, a follow. Fine.
From Shanice's account.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, that's Hot Topics. If you want us to speak about anything in particular, you can hit us up on socials or use the hashtag #HowYouAtYou. Our next segment is called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, and your story, girl. You can send it all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on socials at @HowYouAtYou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, very briefly before we get into these, why, when you said there's a rumored collab between like BTS and Ariana, why did I think of when Doyoung was like, because she's hot on that? If you know what I'm talking about, you know, but yeah, just wanted to put that out there. But our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I find it so annoying when K-pop fans say that RM should stop talking black. Like, what does that even mean? What does talking black mean, y'all?
Yeah, what does it mean?
What does it mean? Because what does it mean? Elaborate.
Yeah, explain. It's just how he speaks, man.
Yeah. And I think it's like weird to call it talking black. Like, they've obviously, as a group from the very beginning, had a huge influence from the hip hop world. And most of those artists like were black and African Americans and stuff. But I wouldn't call it talking black.
Yeah.
Thank you. We agree. Can
yeah. Yeah. Stop that.
Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is, why do the poor female leads in... Oh, sorry, I was so confused. This is a K-drama one. This is the first time.
Oh my ever. God. Oh my God. Let's pop yes. the champagne.
Yes. Okay, so episode one, guys, the plot. Okay. why do the poor female leads in K-dramas always have the latest phones and the best clothes? Like, something isn't adding up, sir.
I've always noticed this, especially with the phone thing. The phone thing always cracks me up.
I'm just like, oh, she's doing pretty good, actually. Like, she's doing all right.
I think it depends on the character. If the character, like, lives in a shack or something and her roof is made of cardboard, then it doesn't really make sense her having the latest, usually Samsung phone, right?
Mm, yeah.
But just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't save up for nice things. So... Yeah. The way exactly. I can't talk today. Excuse me. The way I view it now, with the phone at least, the way I view it is like she saved up her coins from her side hustle and this is her one splurge for the, you know.
Yeah, I guess like if we think about it, because like there are contracts, people don't always buy phones outright yeah. as well. But sometimes it's just the fact that she lives in like one room and the landlord is mean, but she has the latest threads and the best phone. And then like halfway through the drama, for some unknown reason, her phone gets smashed. And I'm just like, what? I agree.
Yeah, but you know, it's all product placement. That's why.
Yeah. Like, buy the latest Samsung. Dun.
Nah. But it works, you know, because I did go through a Samsung phase.
Okay, so our very next unpopular opinion is, I find it so creepy that a lot of girl groups have a large amount of middle-aged male fans. Like, that's so weird to me. Me too.
To be honest, I don't know. I'm in the middle about this, I think. Because I don't really see middle-aged male fans. I see young male fans and they're just like really loud and their voices are just like roar. So it's like shocks you because you're used to hearing,
I think it's definitely a mixture of both. But I think what shocked me, at least like within my early days in the K-pop world, was when they would like go to army bases or even just like regular concerts. And, like, there were just so many, like, grown men there doing the fan chants and singing along. So I feel like it was more of a shock to me then. And I saw some of the more mature fans. But
yeah. I feel like it should be, I feel like it should be normalized, to be honest. Like, they can enjoy the music too. Like, because you're middle aged, you can't enjoy music. And not because they're, like, we can't, like, put men in all in one category just because they like a girl group means they're like, oh yeah, like pervy, like, but you know what I mean.
She I don't
but you know, it's not fair, is it?
No, because
you get older doesn't mean you're gonna stop liking what you like.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
obviously there's the odd few that are a bit weird, but same with female fans, there's the odd few that are a bit weird. It's not everyone.
So our very last unpopular opinion is, I feel like some idols don't try to learn English. Like, I understand that it can be really hard to learn a new language, and I sure as hell can't speak any Korean. But a lot of these idols are in foreign places, interact with foreign English-speaking fans, and are in English-speaking environments very often. But all they can say is, I'm fine, thank you, and you. That was the shade.
Okay. I disagree. First of all, your opinion should have stopped after you said I can't speak Korean, because you don't have a leg to stand on, right? First of all, it's Korean pop, so they're singing in Korean. They've covered all bases. No one says, oh my gosh, Ariana Grande can't speak French, or she can't speak Spanish. Like, let's be real. Most of the world, well, I don't know, I could be wrong. I'm not Googled, but I feel like Spanish is one of the most spoken languages, right? Does every artist know how to speak Spanish?
Mm-mm. So
when so-and-so is touring in Korea, can they speak Korean? So I don't think this is a valid point.
I agree with you. I might be able to sort of understand this person to a certain extent, in that they might be frustrated sometimes as a foreign fan. Like, say it's a group they stand for a long time.
Learn Korean.
You can pick
it's up. A Korean genre. Like, you're not thinking about when you're listening to Ariana Grande. You're not thinking about her foreign fans. It's exactly the same thing.
I think because K-pop's become so global, not so quickly. It's been around for a long time. It kind of took a while.
Mm-hmm.
But people are just assuming that they should be able to speak English.
But I feel like that's an English prideful thing. Because I feel like other countries don't expect us to speak their language.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, if you think about it, like, it's kind of mad. Like, you could go on holiday and you say hello and they're like, wow. Whereas we will go to their country and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so frustrated because nothing's in English. Why is no one speaking English? You're in Spain. Like,
girl. Yeah. No, just try to learn some Korean. Like, I'm not saying I'm fluent, but Korean isn't the hardest language to learn, at least the basics.
And to be honest, we are so lucky. There's so many resources in terms of people like subbing or summarizing certain things. And if it really frustrates you that much, learn Korean. At the end of the day, you're listening to a Korean genre. So for you to like just want them, oh, because it's global, that doesn't make sense.
And these idols, I think people also need to take into consideration, these idols spend most of their days training and stuff. Like, yes, some of them do have like language teachers on the side and stuff, but their main priority and the majority of their days will be filled by training. So they don't have time to be learning enough English phrases to make you happy.
And plus, most of the time they're in Korea because they're a Korean group.
Oh my god. Artists. Say what?
I know. You wouldn't believe.
So yeah, we don't agree with this one. Try to learn some Korean. And there are a ton of English-speaking and foreign K-pop idols as well. So, and there's subs and there's lots of resources out there. So just try. One thing that I will, like, it's not really in relation to this exactly, but it just made me think about, for the longest time, for some reason, I thought Lucas from NCT could speak English. And people have been talking about on TikTok recently, like, oh, it's the Mandela effect or something. But I swear to God, there was a period of time where I swear he could speak English.
I feel like he's just said certain things, certain phrases, certain... Because what I've noticed... I think I've said this to you before, like, what I've noticed is... And I kind of noticed it with Jackson as well.
Mm.
But Jackson's, like, more fluent in English. Like, obviously, I'm not no, like, multilingual person, but I will see them, like, talk Korean, talk Mandarin, talk English, and I'm like, compared to like other people, this is how I'm comparing. I'm like, there's still like, you can still like hear the struggle. Does that make sense? You can still hear like the thought process. Like, and I'm like, so what do they speak? And they're like, oh my gosh, they're Hong Kong, Cantonese. Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Like, I probably had an epiphany. I think I messaged you. I'm like, oh my gosh, they speak Cantonese. And you're like, what are you talking about?
It must have been like the same time, because not so much for Jackson, because I was always like aware, but for Lucas, I've never really looked into his background or like where he's from. So I was like, how did he get scouted? Who can he speak to? And what's going on?
But yes.
Yeah, moving on to our dilemma.
Oh my God, we have a dilemma.
I know, it's been a hot minute, but she here.
Just want to reiterate, if you do have any dilemmas, even stories, like funny stories, something that happened to you at a concert or when you're in Korea or whatever, send that to us as well, because we want to kiki. We miss the dilemmas, but anyway, let's get into it. First dilemma of 2021. Ew. Okay, so it says, hey girls, so I work in Korea and I really want to start wearing a different wig. The one I currently wear is short and the one I want to start wearing is a whole other color and like 26 inches. I'm scared because I feel like my coworkers are going to have so many questions. I remember this one time when I switched wigs from short to long and my neighbor thought that I had cancer when I... Oh my God. My neighbor thought that I had cancer when I explained that it was a wig. Advice, please. Oh my God.
Oh wow.
That last line threw me off.
She's been through it.
Shay, do you have any advice?
I'm sorry, I really don't. As a what's the word? As a proud weave wearer, I don't have any wig advice. I'm sorry.
To be honest, girl, if you want to change your wig, change the wig. Either way, you're going to have people going to ask questions.
Just do it, yeah.
Just do it, to be honest. I know it's going to be annoying.
But it probably only lasts a day or two, like the initial, oh, like, wow, what's that? And yeah.
Yeah, if you can't be, if it's a situation where people think this wig is your hair, right? And you don't want to go into, oh, it's a wig and da da da. Just be like, oh, yeah, just added extensions. They know what extensions are. I just added extensions. If you just want to dead the conversation. If you're rich and bougie, you could start, like, I don't know how short your wig is, but then you could get, like, another wig that's, like, in between those lengths, wear that wig, and then it's like, oh, my God, your hair's growing. But that's, like, a really extreme, if you've got money and time. You could do that. Oh, you said it was a different color, didn't you?
Yeah, she
said
it was a different color.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. Well, you could say I dyed it. I don't know, man. Me, like as I said with the other, like there was another dilemma about a wig. Check that episode out, guys, if you haven't. But yeah, it can get annoying explaining yourself, but you just might have to go through that initial awkward, like, it's a wig, and I'm not ill, and I don't know why it's so, because, like, performers, wigs are not, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, we believe in you, and yeah, it's not really fair, like, if you feel like you're ready for a new star and you really want to change it up, I think just do it. People are like, no one's going to be like, oh my gosh, what's on your head? Unless like it's a completely like different shape or something crazy.
They will be though. That's why she wrote in. But I feel like you just have to grin and bear it.
Yeah, just feel like, if you want to do it, change my hair.
Just do it. Or if your colleagues or whatever, if they follow you like on social media, whatever, maybe like post it on there first. So you might get all the initial questions there. So then when they see you in person, you still might get an odd question, but the initial shock is gone because I've seen it.
Yeah. I think that might help to ease into it. Oh my God, why did I just picture like her pulling up to the office on Monday and the people who haven't seen it maybe, well, they're like, can we touch it?
Oh no. Oh no. You know, I'm just picturing like you're going from black to bright pink, like really extreme. But do you update us? Yes. Good luck.
May the odds forever be in your favor. But yeah, that's all our unpopular opinions and our dilemma for today. Once again, you guys can send us any of your dilemmas, unpopular opinions or requests, or even stories to halut@gmail.com, or just at us or message us on socials and we will respond there as well. And we've come to the end of the episode, so now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So I've been rinsing Epic High's song with Zico and CL. Ooh, like, it should. just makes me feel like I have a bunch of haters, and I'm like, listen, I paved the way.
I told you, the fame is getting to her. And
it's the song. It's just like, what was it? Zico had a line, yeah? And I was watching it and I was like, he said something along the lines of, you know, like people were doubting him, and then like, you know, like his songs are like super popular, and he's like, I swallowed the melon, because you know, melon chart. And I was like, tell them.
How poetic.
I was like, but it's so funny because like obviously most people didn't get it in the comments, which I thought was kind of weird. I was like, how does he swallow a melon? And like people would explain, like, no, they have a chart called the melon charts. But yeah, I was like, yes, Zico. And then at the end when Tableau was like, I paved the way for people that are paving the way, I was like, tell them, Tableau. Yes, you did, honey. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. But I love me some Epic High.
Why did I just imagine like anyone else listening to the song bop in their head, you, and you're like, yes, as you should. Amen. Like throughout the song. Oh my god.
Every time Epic High decides to do their MV in vertical, you know that something serious is going on, okay? Because Born Hate, okay, you know what? Let me stop. But yes, that's on my radar. Shay?
So on my radar, so where I reside, where my postcode is TikTok, unfortunately, and I don't say that proudly. But apparently BTS have individual, like, we all know they have Instagrams, but people found them or they made public ones, apparently. So apparently they have Instagrams. I think at the moment, the ones that have been found, as far as I know, are JK, Suga, J-Hope. Their ones are public, I think, or the ones that are supposedly theirs. And V made his private. Which is very V-esque.
Very V, yeah.
Yes, as he should. So there's that. And then I also found out it might be wrong or just uninformed, but apparently, like, Let Me Love You by Justin Bieber, CL done the demo.
I think I've heard this. I've heard this. I don't know if it was it Let Me Love You? It might have been Let Me Love You. There was definitely, I know what the song is, there was definitely a song that Justin Bieber did, CO was meant to do, or she was meant to be a part of it. So that might be the song. Because I've heard it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I like the beat. Very nice.
Beautiful gowns.
I can't, but yeah, that's all on our radar. And yeah, that's that, really.
So that's it, guys. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to halut@gmail.com. If you want to sponsor us or sponsor an episode, you can do that too, because we don't discriminate. Apple or Android, laptop, phone, TV, anything.
Teas, chocolates, garments, toothpaste. You know, everyone has to brush their teeth.
Yeah, we really don't.
I mean, if the thing is, we'll never do something that we don't stand by, because, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're trying to end the episode. So I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at @K-Pop_Box. You can check out my YouTube. That's K-Pop Box. Nothing on there yet. I have Twitter too if you want. I'm gonna try to tweet more. We'll see.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @TheK-Way_100 or on YouTube at The K-Way, which I promise to start uploading on, because it's a bit much now. I've been gone for a long time. I disbanded, honestly. It's not even hiatus.
Anyway, guys, until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.